Pre-show time here. What? Oh. What? What? Oh, turn the goddamn thing off. It's Kevin Conils. This is Kevin Conils Foreclosure Hour. Yes, Kevin is back. You may have read the tweet. You may not have. We are going to be in Mexico on President's Weekend, and we're going to be doing, you know, podcasting. We're not going to podcast the full show the way we have. We don't have the broadcast facility, but we will do a basic podcast report. So we'll have a couple of shows from Mexico. That Wi-Fi willing, okay? I don't ever want to say these things again unless I know for fucking sure there's going to be Wi-Fi. We'll do a Facebook Live from Mexico. on that Friday night. So, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. We're going to be gone. We'll have a show from the El Pacifico on Friday, and then everything will be originating from Mexico, starting with the chat, and then we won't have a live streaming show Sunday night, but we will have a show on Sunday. We will have a show on Monday. We will have a show from Mexico on Tuesday. As far as a live streaming show goes for Sunday night, it won't be possible to do that for the BSPs only. We can always do Facebook Lives if, like I say, the Wi-Fi. I don't know. They always tell you, oh, Wi-Fi, sure. We got plenty. Oh, bullshit. You got Wi-Fi. You don't have the Wi-Fi that I got to have, man. I got to have me Wi-Fi. You know, what is that? Well, I can't really explain it. You know, it's you need some kind of extra special Wi-Fi. Yeah, I do. You know, I do. What? Oh. Every time I see the Marshall Mathers, you know, an Eminem, anything having to do with Eminem, I see Marshall Tucker. Shows you how old I am. What is SBG? I can see this on the goddamn NFL channel. Super Bowl game. Oh, it's something that. Super Bowl game somethings. They've been throwing this SBGC up there. It's driving me fucking nuts. SBGC. What the fuck does that mean? They had the top 10. They had the top 10 commercial countdowns, top 10 Super Bowl commercials. Why did you give your horse to fucking Budweiser, you stupid cunt? 3 years later, Budweiser Clydesdale's coming to Chicago. This guy gives his horse over to the Budweiser Clydesdales. I don't believe this commercial. The Clydesdale comes running down the street after his good friend. Oh, you see that one? Is this true? Is this a true story? It can't be true. Don't tell me it's true. What kind of an asshole would raise a fucking horse from the time it's a little baby foal to adulthood and then give it over to the fucking Budweiser Clydesdale touring asshole show? What kind of a fucking man would do that? Budweiser Brotherhood was the name of that commercial. Bullshit. I hated that commercial. That's number one? That was number one on their fucked up list. Oh, my God. All right.
Well, that is correct. This is one of the things that we think is important. This is one of the things we think is important. That's one of the things we think is important to remember. Oh, it's important. I think President Trump is trying something different. This is going to be a unique experience for all Americans to see the military might of the United States. Not to mention, I don't think it hurts that our enemies see it. It's embarrassing a little. President Trump is a good president. I suppose in some ways one can say that the president is seeking to elevate himself, but he was not in the military. And I've got mixed feelings about it. I think our military is effective when it is deployed against enemy forces here and abroad. But when you deploy them in a manner such as to parade them down a street as if it was a carnival coming to town, then I've got some problems. I got to draw the line on that. I am.
Are you active military?
I'm active, but I'm retired. That means that I am retired, but if I, whenever, I just do whatever I want to do. But if I feel like attacking, I can go into a one-man mode, go out and spray an entire area with bullets.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean. You know what that means.
Dale, what was that guy's name? Dale what? God damn it. Oh, boy, I made the big fucking mistake of joining a website. It's like a furniture website, you know, home stuff, and they just are peppering me with fucking... Trump truly doesn't understand any of this. White House confirms idiotic stock market stance. What have I been telling you? What have I fucking been telling you? The guy is... He's dumb. He's not crazy like a fox. He's fucking dumb. God damn. Oh, God. Pete Schrager is the dude... he's on that football show that I watch. Josh McDaniels will not be... All right. Where are we at here, man? Tomorrow I gotta pay bills. Tomorrow's bill paying day. Bill paying day. I'm talking about my personal accounts. I don't pay the fucking company bills, you kidding? But, just my house stuff. Josh McDaniels will not be Colts head coach. We'll remain with New England. Man, that don't piss somebody off in Indianapolis. They pissed in Indianapolis. Don't even fucking worry about that one, man. He did what? He's not coming in. You know, if you change your mind, if you don't want the job, if it just isn't right, if the last fucking second it strikes you, I can't do this, you got to say no. Yeah, that's the bottom line in all that. There's two bottom lines, but I think the bigger bottom line, you have to say no. You can't go, what are you doing then? You just try to make them happy? Fuck that. You owe them to go and do less than a good job because you're unhappy and you're not where you want to be and you're not where you ought to be and you know that you've made a mistake, but you go and you do the job anyway because, well, you promised? No, that's not how you promised works. That's not how you gave your word works, all right? You gave your word when you're assisting somebody. You gave your word when you're giving someone your backup, when you're giving someone your time. You gave your word is not throwing your entire life away. No. You gave your word. You have to take that job and no, because you know what you're doing then? You're fucking them up. I give my word I'm going to do that job. I'm not going to do a very good job. You have to. Now, if you signed your name to the contract, that's different. I'm not talking about that. If you put your name, it's on you. That's when you got to go and you have to somehow make it work. But if you've only given, you know, your word in a work situation, that means you've committed the foreseeable future of your life. And you change your mind, you owe it to those people to say, I've changed my mind. You can't go based upon some misinterpretation of the old adage, you gave your word. Bullshit. That's bullshit. If you're all somebody's got, if you are their last hope, if they're really relying on you, and you did say you'd help, that's, in my opinion, that's giving your word. And that's not a lifetime of commitment. That's going in and getting a job done that you said you would help them with. It's not an employment thing. Totally different, okay? Now, on the flip side, you got to expect that people are going to be pissed. You can't say, you can't argue with them. This is not a situation where you can argue and say, well, you know, I've changed my mind and I've made a decision for my family. Why don't you guys just accept that? Well, you're going to have to give us a little bit of time to be pissed off about this because you walked right up to the edge. We hired people, and they did. They hired assistant coaches that were people he wanted. We had a press conference tomorrow. We understand you didn't put your name to the contract, and he didn't. But we're upset. He's just going to have to live with the winds that blow there. And they, you know, he's a big boy. He'll live with it. Now, Josh McDaniel, I don't know a goddamn thing about the guy, the fact that he's the offensive coordinator on a football team that scores a lot of points with the greatest quarterback in history and with the most, second with the most Super Bowl wins, most Super Bowl appearances, if I'm not mistaken, right? Although they don't have their record of success, and this isn't all on Belichick, it's the franchise going back to 1985. Their first Super Bowl of the New England Patriots was against the Bears, and they got their fucking asses handed to them. The second Super Bowl was against the Green Bay Packers. It wasn't quite as bad, but it was bad enough. The third Super Bowl was a win against the St. Louis Rams, and the rest is Bill Belichick history. Belichick's lost three. He's won five. The franchise in total is 5-5. It's a lot of goddamn Super Bowls. I don't think there's a team that's been to as many Super Bowls as the New England Patriots. When we look at those five losses, I think they're more than the Buffalo Bills have had, and they're more than the Minnesota Vikings. But here's the thing. The Bills and the Vikings have never goddamn won a Super Bowl. They're 0 for whatever. And it would have been a great win this year. And some people are saying the whole Malcolm Butler, if you don't know who he was a guy that intercepted that pass at the tail end of the Seattle-New England Super Bowl 2-3 years ago, whenever it was, 3 years ago. An amazing, you know, New England was driving for the go-ahead score and the win. And at the very end of the last play of the drive, they're on the one-yard line. And instead of running the ball, head coach Pete Carroll opted to throw on a little slant in. And you remember the play. And Malcolm Butler was the defensive back that came in and intercepted the pass. And that was the end for Seattle. And Pete Carroll took no end of shit, as well he should have. And New England won. It was miraculous New England wins. That was Malcolm Butler. Now, they held him out of the game on Sunday. He did not play. The word now is that it was a disciplinary thing. The word now is that he had a bad week of practice. And Belichick didn't have any faith in him. Didn't think he'd get the job done. Really? I don't know if that's the case or was punitive. You know, Belichick is a great coach. I don't know whether his emotions run away with him at times, and he just gets just downright surly and pissed and just tells the guy, fuck you, you're not starting. I can see that. He doesn't look like the happiest camper there on the sidelines, as you well know. But anyway, Butler was not in. But this is a fucking Philadelphia Eagle team that lit up the Vikings pretty good. It ain't like they're, oh, wow, look at them. They scored 41 points. I mean, they put some fucking points up in these playoffs. Didn't they? I don't even fucking remember. I think the Atlanta game was a low scoring affair. Maybe not. 15-7. I might have it wrong. But as everybody and their mother has been saying, hey, the Eagles' backup quarterback put up 41 points. 41 points against the New England Patriot defense, whose defensive coordinator, by the way, has gone to Detroit to become head coach. And that right there is a black eye. I mean, so all of a sudden the Patriots, everybody is second-guessing them, and all of a sudden the Patriots are morons, you know. They're real idiots. You know, anybody knew anything about football knew that Philadelphia was going to be fucking tough. And the other thing is, I think I said this, in fact, I know I did a couple times, their head coach, in my opinion, was the match for Belichick in terms of play calling, game, you know, his strategy, everything. He knew, I think he was on top of his game and his football team's game as much as Belichick's on top of what the Patriots do and the game situation. And he was making some fucking aggressive calls. That goddamn pass play, holy shit. That pass play to Foles from who threw it? The backup quarterback who was in the backfield? He was playing a tight end position, but he was a quarterback in college. Everybody remembers Foles making the catch, but the guy that threw the ball was a college quarterback. How do I know that? Because Chris Collinsworth said it. I think that's kind of an interesting fact to just pull out. I don't know, unless you really are familiar with the people on the field, but he's the guy that threw the ball. I'll tell you what, that's the guy I want throwing the ball. You know, it's a guy that's just thrown it before. All right. Dean Bakeman? Is that his name? Where else can I find the... Oh, wait a minute. I know where I'm. I have a little place where I keep my show logs that I can look at very quickly and see. And, you know, chats it up. Brass. What the fuck is this? Stand by for the BSP Classic. Daryl Bakeman. Daryl. I love how Vernon Dozier was there on Friday. Thinks that fucking Bill Belichick ain't all that. Oh, Christ. What's with these fucking Kardashians? I'm so sick and tired of these motherfuckers. I could throw up blood. I could puke blood. I'm not kidding. Every time I turn around, I got to read about these motherfuckers. So what? Now, I get that they're brilliant money-making people. Maybe it's because they're millionaires and they're colorful. Maybe that's it. But, you know, I don't give a shit about that. Donald Trump, before he ever became president, I thought was a crashing bore to read about. The Donald. Oh, please. A fucking military parade. Oh, Jesus. Ah, fuck. All right.
Yes, hello, Phil.
Yes, hello. Well, hello, Phil.
Yes. You know, Trump is an idiot. Well, he's not terribly blind, you see.
Well, the thing about Trump is he's not very bright. I don't think there's anybody that will doubt this. I think it's he's not bright. He thinks the stock market is whoopee-doo. You know, the stock market went way up, and the stock market's going to go way down. There's a lot of market. You know, it's overheated. The whole thing's overheated. But they wrote a very unfortunate article calling him a moron, and I think...
Well, isn't he a moron?
No, I would not say he's a moron at all. I think Donald Trump... Look, the man's got money, and there's only one way you make money. That's with some brains. No, what I think has happened is that...
Who's our financial guy?
Hey, how are you, Phil? Hey.
Yeah, how are you? Well, look, the financial part of the market...
Well, Phil, you know, the financials... I do know money, and I know Donald Trump very well. We have associated... No, he's not a stupid man. I think to call him an idiot is Donald Trump knows what he's doing. At you know, when all is said and done, when we've put everybody to bed, when we've tucked the kids in for the night, and we've gone downstairs to make some tea and toast, Donald Trump knows what he's doing. But I think right now he needs to be. You've got to give him his respect, because if you don't, he'll do things to, you know, destabilize things. And yeah, you know, this is what I mean. He's a dear friend. But I can't have him around here. And,
So, yeah, I think that's the,
Well, the word that I've got is that Josh McDaniels... Right, well, the word that I have is Josh McDaniels has not been... There's a lot of people that are real pissed off at him at the New England Patriots. And there's also a lot of people... Obviously, there's people at the Indianapolis Colts that don't feel good about him, neither.
All right, I got Ted Bell, Charlie Casserly. Look at this guy. This guy is one of the... I remember when he was a big, big executive in the NFL. Yeah, so, you know, anyway, he was with the Redskins. Chiefs, maybe? He was a smart one, man. And I think he... Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Bobby Bethard? He's different. He was one of Bobby Bethard's contemporaries. Mike Vrabel... Just got the Tennessee Titan job. Mike Vrabel is a former linebacker with the Patriots. A goddamn good one, too. So all those guys, Mike Vrabel's not available. He's a good football player. And I guess his tenure as an assistant, I think he was a coordinator somewhere, was really successful or reasonably successful.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Well, you know, I gotta do the very best that I can. In terms of the Josh McDaniel job, you've heard it. The inside scoop is that McDaniel said, I want the job. I got, you know, I'll take the job. And that he went out and he hired a number of different assistant coaches that would come in to be his assistants there. But, you know, I think it's pretty unfair for you to tell me just before you start to do the report.
Now, come on, will you just, Armstrong, forget it.
No, I won't forget it. How do I forget that?
I'm asking you to, man.
You're telling me I'm not doing a good job and I may be out of a gig?
All right. Here's Lindsay Rhodes. She's really good. She's smart. She holds her own with all the dudes. I mean, it's, and I'm not saying that that's, you know, oh, wow, a girl. But I will say I've seen female, you know, look at, women are relatively new to the game, especially when it comes to in-studio hosting sports shows. And you can argue the relative effectiveness of any of them. You can argue the relative knowledge and effectiveness of the guys. But if we're all things being equal and we're just talking about people that we see, I like her. I think she's good. And I thought her interview after the Saints lost the playoff game to the Vikings, she interviewed one of the defensive players for the New Orleans Saints who was on the field and sort of stunned. It was seen in one of the shots. And her interview with him was amazing. She said, what? She said to him, what happened? You know, asking the question that I don't think anybody would have put it quite that way. She just said, what happened? And it was a great interview. So she's one of the studio hosts there on NFL Channel. If you don't have an NFL Channel and you're a football fan, you should. If you're a pro football fan, you should. they do a pretty good job. Some of the shows I like better than I don't like that fucking Good Morning Football. It's a little too happy slappy for me, but the Players Only feature is great. That's when they just have players on set and they just talk about you know, the game without the common slaters. All right. Pardon me while I just finish this up. All right, man. I'm good. Test 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 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 Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3. I don't know if this is going to be better or not, man. I amped up the limit a little bit. Fuck, I don't know. I remember when Alex did it. It was way the fuck down, like there. Way the fuck down, like here. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, 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 I don't know, we'll see how it sounds. Probably sound like shit. Hello, Phil Hendry Show. What am I going to play? PTA meeting, is that it? PTA meeting, I love it.
You got to love it, man.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Ben Domenech, the host of the Federalist Radio Hour. We're a daily show coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C., where we interview our nation's top journalists, politicians, authors, chefs, economists, entertainers, and more. If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and all the voices you're about to hear will be performed by me.
And he'll be performing me.
Now there's Phil Hendry. I thought you guys were going to do the, you know.
What, Phil?
I thought you were going to do it the regular way.
Oh, damn, are you flipping your lid?
Yeah, I'm flipping my lid. I thought you were going to just do a regular intro and knock it off with all the self-conscious crap.
Well, excuse me for breathing. We thought we'd try...
You know, Phil, you said we had carte blanche.
What's carte blanche?
Now, I'll get to you in a minute. You said we had carte blanche to do what we do when we do it.
Yes, you said we could do.
No, I did, and I said, but settle on something.
What are you looking for, Mr. Henry?
I'm looking for the goddamn news. What the hell? What bug got up your ass?
Here it is.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, right here again on the milking stool. When we get a table around here.
Why are you so upset?
I'm not upset. I was in a very good mood. And then all of a sudden I hear, and he's doing me, and he's doing me. Isn't this the thing that you guys originally got so upset about?
No, I mean, we got upset about it, but we thought we'd, you know.
Shit.
Yeah, all right, you know, we'll go back to whatever you want us to do.
We'll, Phil, we'll do what you want us to do. We're doing what we wanted to do. But we'll do what you want us to do.
Yeah, if you want us to do it.
Here we go again with this stuff. Here we go again with what stuff? Boy, I think you're flipping your lid.
Yeah, are you going to Mexico for President's Weekend?
Excuse me, but let's do the show.
No, I have a right to know. Are you going to Mexico?
Because we think you should. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I am going to Mexico for President's Weekend. So why do you think I should?
You need a vacation.
Jesus Christ.
Well, but if you're going to say someone needs a vacation, don't sound like you need one, too.
Yeah, I'm going for a vacation. I am.
Good. Well, that's a good idea. You need to go down to Mexico. And as you know, I don't think you should be drinking as much tequila as you drink. I think it damages the brain. And I mean that literally. But in your case, I don't think it can. I'm Margaret Gray.
There you go. Yeah, okay. That means drink a lot.
Yeah. I'm telling you to relax, whatever it takes.
Well, if I'm coming off sounding too, I don't know, over the top, forgive me, but I just thought you guys were going to get back to doing a normal intro.
Well, what do you call a normal intro?
Yeah, isn't this I'd like to hear?
Oh, this you'd like to hear, huh?
Well, what do you mean?
Hi, I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to the show. Here's General Shaw,
I thought you were bored with that.
No, I want to go back to that. What I was hearing you guys doing is, I'm the guy that he does the voice of. What are you looking at?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
There's nothing wrong with me, Margaret. You know what I was talking to you about when you were saying, oh, gosh, I'm a voice, I'm not a whole person. Gee whiz, that just devalues me in ever so many ways.
Well, you sort of were, Margaret.
Don't make me sound like I'm some effete ass. I was making valid points.
What does that mean, effete?
Do I respond to him?
But never mind, okay? Now, what do we got wrong with we got something wrong with our thing.
What's wrong with what?
We've got something wrong with the video cast. Look at that. It's rolling, but it ain't recording.
Oh, you're talking about the machine.
Yeah, I'm talking about the machine. I'm talking about our video cast machine. Hello? There it is.
All you had to do was pound a table.
Oh, my God. Say the word pound and look what it does.
I did pound the table. I think everything's fine now.
Pounded what?
All right, we got it already.
Just see, as soon as I went into that little move, and now it's look at what it's doing. Hello. Well, we just lost our video cast. Just lost our video cast. How about that? Hello, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, what happened to this thing, man? Lulu, baby, you know your stuff. See, I could just get rid. Just. What am I doing wrong with this? Every time I look down, the goddamn thing. Hello?
I think you can watch that right here.
Well,
watch more Josh McDaniels talking.
This is wild. This is wild, baby. Really wild. We do have a pre-show here. And we have part of a show,
you gotta believe in
but
you don't believe in yourself,
we don't have the pre-show on the video cast. So we'll pick up the video cast where we can. And if we have a video cast, we do. If we don't, we don't. I'm shocked and stunned and amazed. However, that's just the way it's going to have to be. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you know what? I'm a little bit. I'm going to inch that up a little bit more. Right? Or did I lower it down? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know, man. Inch that up a little more. What the fuck? How did that? Okay. Yeah, all right, man. I think I got it. It's all right.
Say it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Have a good time, but it's all right. Gonna clap your hands. It's all right. Have a good time. It's all right. Whoa, it's all right.
All right. Welcome to the pre-show. Now, I'm going to be keeping an eye on our video cast because we've had problems. Yesterday, we didn't have a problem with the video cast. We had a problem with the replay. We had a problem with our archive. The video cast. Something just went weird there, man. Okay, it's in the commercial. We had a problem with the archive. Now, tonight, what we've had is a extended problem with the video cast itself, the actual computer. At some point, we're going to drive a car right over top of the video, our TriCaster, and we will invite you out to see that. Now, probably won't do that, but sounds fun, doesn't it? If I look up and I happen to see that our TriCaster is no longer operating, fuck it. We'll just keep right on going with the show. This has been a very... So let me say this. If you're watching the video cast right now, you missed the better part and you haven't listened to the audio version of the you know, pre-show, go back and listen to the audio version because you won't find it on the video. This is a... I'm rolling the video again, but the audio pre-show is all there. And for your teenage dancing and listening pleasure. Okay, so let's just do this. Let's get our shit together. I've got I got the show prepped. I got it. Know what I'm doing. We're a little late, but hey, whatever.
Hello.
I got to give our number 1-800-449. I understand.